So I was reading a text exchange this morning between Tom Hanks and his son, Chet, where Tom asked his son, he said, "Hey, what's this Drake Kendrick rap feud about?" And Chet told him, and he used a bunch of terminology that left Tom saying, "Oh, wow, so people have chosen sides. Who's winning?" And Chet says, "Did you not just read what I said?" Now, the thing is, there was a bit of a language barrier there as far as communication goes. You know, there's some things that, you know, maybe generationally don't translate as easily for some of us older folks, especially if we're trying to talk to, let's see, my niece right now is heavy into the lingo because she's close to a teenager. So there's cap, slap, strip, delulu, any of this stuff that makes its way in. It's great that we would have had these communication barriers in the past. But now all it takes is a little bit of effort to connect. You can get online. You can find message boards where people are talking like this. You can find the stuff that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. If it's Minecraft, if it's Five Nights at Freddy's, if it's whatever it is they're into, you can find information on it. Because it used to be you didn't have all this at your fingertips on the internet. You could not, you couldn't figure this out without somebody directly telling you, like asking your friends and their friends, "Can you tell me what they mean by this? Can you tell me more about this?" You can find it out for yourself if you want to. And I feel like this works retroactively as well. Let's say you want to make a connection this upcoming Father's Day or mm-hmm. something to somebody older in your life. Maybe look up something that was important culturally when they were younger. And you can find out more about it. Yeah. I love the fact that we can inform ourselves and equip ourselves to better communicate with people that we care about, even if it's something that's sort of outside our comfort zone. So if that's something you wish to do, all it takes is a little bit of effort. And I hope this gives you that little push, like, yeah, you can go find out a little bit more. I'm not saying go to your teenager necessarily when you pick them up, be like, "Hey, let's get to busting. What you doing? Let's get out of here. We're going to roll down to the store. Did anybody give you the ick today?" I'm just saying it is a wonderful thing that we can learn these communications so we don't have to be lost and sort of tune out. Because when we don't understand something, that is when we tune out. And we might not get those stories that way. We might not get that communication. And I want to foster that as much as possible between people, friends, families, generationally, whatever it is, we can do that.
That was dope.
Thank you, buddy.